I hope nobody heard. Do you think anyone heard? Okay. Yeah, no, I got everything. You can close the window. Alright. Oh my god, I can't believe I just did that. I literally just climbed up your fire escape. Escape, whatever that word is. Yeah. I can't even talk right now. I'm so nervous. Yeah. Like, I mean, your parents can walk in your room any minute and find us in here. Well, it doesn't matter if we're old enough. You know, I guarantee they would not be happy to find me in here, regardless of how old we are. Anyway, so I'm here. And I'm happy that you called me and invited me over. Even if we have to be sneaky as fuck to do it. So, Sam, what's on your mind? Well, I don't know. College has been good. I missed you. I missed you so much, I'm not even gonna lie. I wanted to come home and be all like, oh yeah, college is great. I found a new man. You know, bye. But I couldn't do that to you. No, it's just, I'm just excited. I'm excited to be home. That's all I can really say is, I didn't like school. I still don't like it. I'm not really pleased that I have to go back in a week. But at least you're here. At least I get to, you know, go home to the boy next door. Yeah, you're still my boy next door. You're always gonna be my boy next door. Well, I mean, we've been neighbors since we were six. And, I mean, how many firsts have we shared together? You were my first kiss. I think I was yours too, right? Yeah? Uh-huh. And, hell, the first time I ever played doctor with a boy was with you. Yeah, I mean, you and I, we have a long, detailed history. It's just weird, you know, like, that we've never dated or anything. It's always just been, like, so casual between us, and I keep saying and, I'm so nervous, I'm sorry, do you feel that? I mean, do you feel this thing? I mean, I don't know if it's one-sided, but, like, ever since we left for college, and, you know, you said you didn't want to have a thing with me, and that's okay. I understand if you didn't want to date, because, you know, we're going off to school, and you wanted to sow your wild oats and everything, and that's, you know, I totally said that. I'm so gross. I know, don't judge me. But anyway, you're deviating from the point. I didn't judge you for wanting to not be with me, but now that we're home, you know, for spring break, and, just fuck me. I can't believe I just said that. No, it's just, I don't know how to word this. I mean, the only thing you can really say is that, just fuck me, please. I mean, we're both virgins. We're both really, you know, good, upstanding kids. We both have really good grades and done all the right things. And so, you know, I know we're both, like, we're both mature. We both really care about each other. And, yeah. I wanted to lose my virginity to you earlier, but I didn't have the nerve. But going to college and being away from you for so long, being away from you for the first time in my entire life, I regretted all those moments that I was in this spot sitting in your bed, that I didn't reach over and kiss you, of all the times that I didn't touch you and try to make love to you. I regret all the times I didn't tell you how you are the center of my world. Sam, I should have told you. I should have told you then and there, when we were younger. You had my heart, and you still do. And if I have to climb out of that window without having felt you, I mean really feel you, I think I'm gonna go mad. I need you. Sam? I don't know why. What are you? Why are you looking at me like that? Well, I mean, I'm not a prude or anything. I guess the reason why I didn't try to have sex with you sooner is because I didn't want you to think that that's all you were. I didn't want to just use you for sex. I want to be yours. I want to be your girl. And you weren't ready. You weren't ready for me to be yours. And maybe the whole thing was that you were never going to. Maybe the thing is that you'd never have those kind of feelings for me. And I didn't want to have sex with you and get my heart wrapped up into something that my mind wasn't ready for. But being away from you, all this time, I'm emotionally ready. I'm ready now. I've been ranting for so long now, and I guess what I'm trying to say is just, I'm ready. I don't care if you don't want me in the morning, just have me now, please. Because I can't go back to school without thinking that, no, I can't go back to school without knowing, not just thinking, but knowing that you're off at your school thinking of me. Oh, Sam. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh God, I love you. I can't help it. I just do. Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for you to make love to me, please. I'm scared, but I know you won't hurt me. Yeah. I'm ready. No, I'm really ready. Oh, don't tease me. Please. Yeah, just, oh God, the way you're teasing me with your head, it's driving me wild. Oh God, fuck me. Fuck me, please. Oh. Stop. It hurts, but I like it. I like it. I like it. Don't stop. I've been waiting for that hurt. I've been waiting for it. Please, Sam, more. More. I've waited for so long. Please. If you stop now, I'm gonna die in your arms. Yeah. Mm. over my mouth, and I'll try not to scream. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, Sam. Oh, Sam. Oh, my baby. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It doesn't hurt anymore. It doesn't hurt anymore. One more. You go faster. Go faster.
Sam. Oh,
Please let me come. Oh. Is over. You know, we're both a little bit more established. What do you think? Yeah, sooner than that? I don't know, I just wanted to sound smart for once instead of just like, hey, let's just go get an apartment together. Well, now that you mention it, we'll talk about it in the morning. I gotta get home. Well, unless you want your dad to catch me here. No, fuck it. He's probably gonna end up being my in-laws anyway.